Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Rodgers is going to have the game of his Steelers career, but it ain't going to be easy because this is not the Cincinnati Bengals Swiss cheese defense. I know the Steelers defense was worse than the Bengals on Thursday, but I think the Bengals defense is the worst in the NFL. I mean, they offer no resistance. And without Trey Hendrickson, I think undoubtedly it's the worst in the NFL. That's not what they're getting into this week. The Packers defense is real good. They've allowed fewer than 20 points in four of the first six games. Now, there is an area where I think they're vulnerable, and I think it matches up with what the Steelers are actually good at. Last week, Trey McBride, who's a really good tight end for the Arizona Cardinals, he had 10 catches and two touchdowns. The Steelers are a tight end happy team. They're going to play multiple tight ends most of the time. You know this. So I would expect another big game out of the tight ends. But defensively, they stopped the run better than any team in the NFL. They're only giving up 76 yards a game on the ground. And teams are only running the ball 33% of the time against Green Bay. Because you're running into a brick wall. I think it's a defense from top to bottom that's really good. They got Rashawn Gary on the defensive front. You've got, of course, Micah Parsons. Each guy's got 5.5 sacks on the season. So both of them, each of them, have more sacks than anybody on the Steelers, where Nick Herbig leads the team in sacks, and TJ Watt's got 4.5 on the season. So those guys can get after the passer. Micah Parsons figured it out last week with 3 sacks of Jacoby Brissett in that Arizona game. But their corners, to me, are their weak spot. And I know that the Steelers have this identity where they want to bring in Spencer Anderson, who was at the Penguin game with Aaron Rodgers the other night. I know that they want to run the ball and they want to be physical, and they've become really good at it these last 3 weeks. They really have. You had the best game out of Jaylen Warren in his career with 148 yards from scrimmage. So you would think maybe the Steelers do want to try to do what they've been doing on the ground. I mean, you got to mix in the run, but I still think this is an Aaron Rodgers game. I think this is a game where if you come out trying to run the football, you're playing right into the Packers' hands. Now, if you drop back and you throw it a bunch, you're inviting Micah Parsons into the fray. But the way that the Steelers handled Myles Garrett against the Browns gives me some faith that they can slow down Micah Parsons. I'm not saying stop him. I'm not saying shut him down. But can they slow him down? I think they can. Texter, Bill in Westview, one of our favorites, he says Green Bay lost to Cleveland. They don't have a good defense. Well, they lost 13-10. That was a defensive slugfest. Texter, Packers secondary isn't very good. Once Aaron starts hitting some throws, it's going to open up the run. Well, yes and no. I've said that the Packers corners are their weak spot, and they got Xavier McKinney in the back end at safety. But they don't give up big plays. You got to nickel and dime them. So what's that mean? The Steelers, who have struggled in penalties the last couple of weeks, can't have any in this game. I don't think you're hitting the big play over the top. I think Aaron Rodgers has to get the ball out quick. I think Aaron Rodgers needs to be precise, and I think you need to matriculate the ball down the field. I don't think you're going to see a 3rd-and-18 touchdown pass to Pat Freiermuth like you did last week. I don't think you're going to have a 2nd-and-20 and you hit a 68-yard touchdown. You're going to have to sustain drives, which means you can't give up sacks, which means you can't have penalties. And I am worried about the penalty element. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, I've already boycotted the PM show and you're on the bubble. How can you even start to think this defense is going to do anything against the Packers? I don't care how many points Rodgers and the offense score. I've told you the defense sucks. I've told you the defense is going to give up points and yards.
And that's why you won't get your nipples pierced, because you don't think the defense can do it.
I've said this. I think the defense is going to blow in this game. I think they're going to run all over the Steelers. I think it's going to open Jordan Love up to make some plays down the field. I think Darius Slay is cooked. I think the Steelers win this game because Aaron Rodgers simply outscores them. I think the game looks exactly like it did last week, but the Steelers come out on top. I don't see Aaron Rodgers losing this game. If they do, yeah, it'll be on the defense. So I don't know what you think you're listening to, but I've been crushing the Steelers' defense for days now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.